Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，晚上好。
Good to see you, Tom.
Good to see you, Kenny.
Well, we continue on this matter of fellowship tonight.
今天晚上我们继续来交通，继续来分享交通这件事。
I would like to read some verses as we begin.
开始的时候，我愿意来读几节圣经。
1 Corinthians 12, verse 27.
哥林多前书第十二章二十七节。
Now ye are Christ's body, and members in particular.
你们都是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Ephesians 5, verse 30.
以弗所书五章三十节。
For we are members of his body.We are of his flesh and of his bones.
因我们
Is that it, Tom? Did I miss?
No. 以弗所书五章三十节、三十一节，因我们是他身上的肢体，为这个缘故。人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
哥林多前书三章九节。
For we are God's fellow workmen, ye are God's husbandry, God's building.
因我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Hebrews 3,
希伯来书第三章
verses 4 through 6,
第四到第六节。
For every house is built by someone, but he who has built all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a ministering servant for a testimony of the things to be spoken after.
摩西为仆人，在神的家境中，为要证明将来必传说的事。
But Christ is son over his house, whose house we are, if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Turn to the last book of the Bible, the Revelation.
我们翻到圣经最后一卷书启示录。
Chapter 19, verse 7.
第十九章第十七节。
Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife.Has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
Chapter 21, verse 2.
二十一章第二节。
And I saw, pardon me, let's start at verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth.Had passed away, and the sea exists no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
二十一章第一节第二节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如心腹装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Then look at chapter 22, verse 17.
二十二章第十七节。
We'll just look at the first part.
前一部分。
And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
圣灵和心腹都说，来。
Let us have another word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we always have to come back to you when we consider your word.
主啊，我们每次思想你话的时候，我们必须再回到你面前。
We know within ourselves we can't give words that are helpful.
靠着我们自己，我们不能说有帮助的话。
Peter made it very clear on that day when so many turned away and were offended.
当许多人离开你的时候，彼得却对你说
，He said, "To whom shall we go?"
说我们跟从谁呢
？Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
只有你自己有永生之道。
Once again, Lord, as we open Your Word, we come to You and ask You to release those words of life in power.
说当我们再次来到你面前的时候，我们求你向我们释放这些带着生命、带着能力的话。
We know if you do that, we'll be changed.
我们也相信，如果你这样做，我们就要被你改变。
We know if you do that, we will be conformed to Your image.
我们知道，当你这样做的时候，我们要磨成你自己的样式。
We know if you do that, you will be able to accomplish your purpose in us.
我们也知道，你这样做的时候，你就能在我们里面成就主你自己
的旨意。And we ask you to do that. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们也奉我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名，求你来成就你的工作。Amen.
Amen. Well, thank the Lord. We've come to our third message.
感谢主，我们今天是第三堂信息。
I'll tell you, as I've done this many times with you, brothers and sisters.
啊，弟兄姐妹，我以前我说过很多次了，今天我再说一次。
The third message is the tough one.
第三堂是最难的信息。
You've already spoken a good bit of the day.
因为今天已经说了很多。
This is the time I really have to say, Lord, give resurrection life.
是现在是我对主说把复活生命赐给我的时候。
That is the key.
这是关键。
Thank God we don't live this Christian life by our own strength.
感谢主，我们不是靠我们自己的力量来过基督徒的生活。
If we did, how terrible it would be.
如果我们这样的话，我们是何等的可怜。
But we live this Christian life by the power of His resurrection.
但是我们是靠着复活的能力来过基督徒的生活。
This is a great secret of fellowship.
这是交通的最大的奥秘。
Now we've been sharing on this all-important matter of fellowship.
我们一直在分享交通这个重要的信息。
I hope you don't think this is an exaggeration.
希望大家不要以为我夸大其词。
With God, everything is centered in fellowship.
在神那里，每一件事的中心都是交通。
Think about it. Is the worlds that we know before they ever existed, there was eternal fellowship going on.
想一想，在这个世界还没有造成的时候，就已经有了一个永恒的交通。
That fellowship was God the Father.
那交通就是父神。
That fellowship included God the Son.
也包括子神。
That fellowship included God the Holy Spirit.
也包括灵神。
And in the unthinkable glory, they considered.Their creation that they were making and said, let us include our creation in this fellowship.
在那个无法想象的荣耀中，他们说，让我们在这个交通中来实现创造。
This inexhaustible, eternal fellowship.
这个永恒的、永不中断的交通。
Can you think of a higher privilege than that?
你还能想象比这更高的特权吗
？It's almost too much to take in.
是我们没有办法理解接受。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what that theme verse, 1 Corinthians 1:9, tells us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是哥林多前书第一章第九节所要告诉我们的主题。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of His Son.Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
Think of that privilege.
想一想这个特权。
It's inexplainable.
无法解释的。
That's why I struggle to tell you what all is involved in this fellowship.
这就是为什么当我跟弟兄姐妹要交通、要分享交通这件事的时候，非常的困难。
I can only think of that phrase I've used again and again. It's the highest.
所以我们一直使用这节经文，因为这是最高的一节经文。
It's the holiest.
是最圣洁的。
It's the most heavenly.
是最属天的。
And yet God in his mercy has brought us right into the very center of that fellowship.
但是神在他的怜悯中把我们带到这个交通的中心。
Whether it regards his son,
无论是讲到他的儿子
，Our Lord Jesus Christ，
我们主耶稣基督
，Or whether it regards you as an individual Christian，
还是讲到我们这些
，Or whether it regards
you， 个别的基督徒
，Sorry, Tom，
that's okay，
Or whether it regards us as the people of God，
还是讲到我们这些属神的子民。
His great eternal purpose.
他的永远的伟大的旨意。
This grand thing of fellowship is the key that unlocks the doors to the very understanding of the heart of God.
是这个交通成为我们能够明白神的心意的一个关键。
This is what 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 means.
这就是哥林多前书一章九节的意义。
Knowing fellowship is the difference in knowing God and just knowing about God.
我们知道，我们能够明白交通，是跟我们知道关于神的一些事情是不同的。
Years ago, when I came into the assembly in Richmond, I was a very young man.
多年前，当我来到Richmond 的聚会的时候，我还非常年轻。
I was only 21 years old.
那时候我只有21岁。
I am now 69 years old.
我现在69了。
Just think of it. In fellowship, they've put up with me all these years.
大家想一想，这么多年，我一直在这个交通之中。
But listen to what it says in Psalm 103, verse 7.
我们再来看诗篇一百零三篇，第103篇
，ways to Moses.
他使摩西知道他的法则。
His acts to the children of Israel.
叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
I remember years ago those dear old sisters that were so used of God in Richmond to bring the assembly, to birth.
我就想到很多年以前，我们一些老姊妹，她们被神所使用，开始了在 Richmond 的聚会。
They pointed to this verse, and I was a young man, and they said, "Herein lies the difference."
那个时候我还很年轻，他们把这节经文告诉我，告诉我们说，在这节经文里面有一个区别。
Do we know His ways, or do we only see His acts?
我们知道他的法则吗？还是我们只看见他的作为？
I thank God that in fellowship we know His ways and not only His acts.
我相信在与神的交通中，我们不单单只看到他的作为，我们也认识他的法则。
That verse changed my understanding.
这节经文改变了我对神的认识。
I began to understand what fellowship was all about.
我开始明白交通的意义。
It was about knowing God Himself and all that He is and sharing God Himself with one another.
那是讲到认识神自己，并且我们跟弟兄姐妹彼此之间可以一同来分享神自己。
Those early days, I entered into corporate fellowship.
在那些早期的日子，我被带入到团体的交通之中。
How wonderful that was for me.
对我来讲，那是何等的美好。
As a young believer, I found a home among the saints.
作为一个年轻的信徒，我在圣徒之中找到了家。
And I've never forgotten that home among the saints.
我永远不会忘记在圣徒中的这个家。
Some people can live without their brothers and sisters.
有些人离开了弟兄姐妹，也可以照样活着。
But I can tell you, dear brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹，我可以告诉你们。
One thing the Lord showed me early in my Christian life is I cannot live without my brothers and sisters.
在我基督徒的早期生活中，神所告诉我的一件事就是，没有弟兄姐妹，我不能离开弟兄姐妹而生活。
I remember that wonderful story about Watchman Nee when he went to England to see that dear old brother.
我记得我们尼弟兄到英国去看我们一位亲爱的老弟兄的时候的事情。
And when he was with this dear old brother, that brother was in and out of consciousness.
他看到这位老弟兄，当时他已经失去知觉了。
And yet he was continuing in fellowship while he was in and out of consciousness.
他有的时候清醒，有的时候不清醒，但是他却仍然有交通。
And when he would wake up, he would say, I cannot live without the Lord, and he cannot live without me.
当他醒过来的时候，他会说，离了他，我无法生活，离了我，他也无法生活。
That's personal fellowship.
这是个人的交通。
That's real fellowship, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是真正的交通。
That made a deep impression upon Brother Nee.
这件事情对尼弟兄的影响非常深。
And it's my understanding Brother Nee went back to China.
据我所知，尼弟兄回到中国。
And the Lord expanded his understanding.
神扩充了他的理解。
And Brother Nee, as I understand it, if I have it right, said this.
如果我记得对的话，尼弟兄曾经说过。
He said, I cannot live without my brothers and sisters.
He
said, I cannot live without my Lord, and he cannot live without me.
他也说，我没有主，没有办法生活，他没有我，也不能生活。
And then he said something marvelous.
然后他说了一场非常奇妙的话。
He said, I cannot live without my brothers and sisters, and they cannot live without me.
他说，离了我的弟兄姐妹，我没有办法生活，弟兄姐妹离了我，也没有办法生活。
That was my first experience of corporate fellowship when I was 21 years old.
那时候我21岁，是我第一次经历到团体的交通。
And that experience of corporate fellowship has kept me to this day.
那个团体交通的经历一直伴随我到今天。
When I was saved, I discovered the beauty of the Lord.
我要说，我发现了神的美丽。
And I was captured by the beauty of the Lord.
我被主的美丽所吸引。
But when I came into fellowship, I discovered the beauty of corporate fellowship.
那我进入交通之后，我也发现了团体交通的美丽。
The beauty of his church.
教会的美丽。
And how that changed everything to me.
改变了我的一切。
I believe this is a secret we want to talk about tonight.
我相信这是我今天晚上所要讲的一个秘密。
Tonight, it's corporate fellowship.
今天晚上的主题是团体的交通。
This afternoon was personal fellowship.
今天下午讲到的是个人的交通。
Let me explain the difference again and make a real strong emphasis.
让我再解释一下两者的区别，来特别的强调。
Personal fellowship is our individual relationship and walk with the Lord.
个人的交通是我们个人与主的关系，我们个人与主同行。
Personal fellowship is vital.
个人的交通是重要的。
This is how we individually experience the Christian life.
这是我们个人如何经历基督徒的生活。
Now we come to corporate fellowship.
当我们来到团体的交通的时候。
You know, sometimes when people come into our midst that are untaught in scriptures, our words trip them up.
有的时候，当有人来到我们当中的时候，我们一些，如果他们有，他们如果听到一些经文的话，他们可能会误解。
I have mentioned to people in the past about corporate fellowship, and they thought I was talking about business.
那我当我讲到团体的交通的时候，他们误解，以为是我讲到生意上的事。
Well, if you think about it, we are talking about business.
但是如果你想一想的话，我们确实在讲生意。
We're talking about heavenly business.
我们是讲到天上的生意。
And you remember the Lord when he was 12 years old back in that temple?
还记得我们主耶稣12岁到圣殿的时候的事吗?
You remember what he said to those learned men?
记得主耶稣对那些人说吗? 那些有知识的人说?
You remember he was asking and answering questions, the scriptures say.
圣经告诉我们说他在那里提问并且回答问题。
He had all the questions.
他有各样的问题。
He had all the answers.
他有各样的回答。
These learned men must have been mystified at this 12-year-old.
这些有知识的人一定对这个12岁的孩子让他们非常的惊讶。
But he said one thing that was extraordinarily important.
然后我们主说了一件非常非常重要的事。
When his parents realized he wasn't with them, and they traveled out, and all of a sudden, Jesus was not there.
他的父母在回家的路上,他们突然发现耶稣不在他们当中。
They came back to Jerusalem to find him. You remember the story.
大家都记得这个故事,然后他们回到耶路撒冷找到了耶稣。
Any parent would have been deeply terrified.
他的父母一定吓坏了。
And they were a little bit frustrated to add to it.
他们也有一点不高兴。
And they asked him what he was doing.
他们问他你在做什么。
And he said this profound thing.
然后他说了这件非常重要的话。
He said, I must be about my father's business.
他说我必须以我父的事为念。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's what corporate fellowship is.
弟兄姐妹,这就是团体的交通。
The church is not our business.
教会不是我们的事。The
church is his business.
是他的事。
And we are fortunate to be in the church.
我们在教会是我们幸运。And
when we're in the church, we're devoted to his business.
当我们在教会的时候,我们就要把我们奉献给他的事。This
is what the church is.
这是教会。Well,
I say this often, and you've probably heard me before.
我经常说这件事情,你以前大概也听到过。Without
the personal fellowship, the Christian life is impossible.
没有个人的交通,我们没有基督徒的生活。Without
the corporate fellowship, the Christian life is incomplete.
没有团体的生活,基督徒的生活就不完全。I
can't understand how people say they can live without the church.
我没有办法明白有些人说,他们没有教会也可以照样生活。If
you have revelation of what God wants for his son, you will discover you cannot live without the church like Brother Nee did.
如果你从神得到关于他儿子的启示,你就会发现,你会像尼弟兄所说的一样,没有教会你没有办法生活。Once
we're called into this fellowship of God's Son, we begin to experience the blessed fullness of knowing him.
我们一旦进入了神,让我们蒙召进入神儿子交通之后,我们就开始经历认识他的。
That is personal fellowship.
这是个人的交通。But
brothers and sisters, this is the importance of corporate fellowship.
这是团体交通的重要性。We
are called together into the fellowship of God's Son.
我们蒙召一同进入与神儿子的交通。And
we begin to experience together this greater fellowship.
我们一同经历这个更大的交通。
Of gathering together in Christ.
在基督里一同聚集。
This is corporate fellowship.
这是团体的交通。
This is the absolute necessity of church life.
这是教会生命生活所必须的。
I hope I never get to the point that I can live without the church.
我离开了教会,我没有办法再生活。
Many brothers and sisters say, I have God, that is enough.
很多弟兄姐妹说,有了神我就够了。
I don't need the church.
我不需要教会。
But you'll never enter into the fullness of fellowship if you don't know life in the church.
如果你不知道教会的生活,你永远没有办法进入交通的丰富。
That is your destiny.
这是你的终点。
That is my destiny.
也是我的终点。
That is what we have been called into.
这是我们蒙召所要进入的。
The corporate expression of who Christ is.
是耶稣基督他本身他是谁的团体的彰显。
If we know these two things, we will grow in our fellowship with the Lord and with one another.
如果我们知道这两件事，我们就可以在主，我们就可以进入与主和弟兄姐妹的交通之中。
Now tonight we'll look at three areas that describe this corporate fellowship.
今天我们要看到这个团体交通的三个方面。
We'll look at the building.
我们要看到房屋建筑。
First of all, we'll look at the body. Pardon me, Tom.
我们先来看身体。
I was the one that made the outline. You would think I would know the outline.We'll look at the body.
我们先看身体。
Then we'll look at the building.
然后我们来看房屋建筑。
Then we'll look at the bride.
然后我们看新娘。
All of these things express the glory of what this corporate fellowship is.
所有这些都来描述团体交通的美丽、荣耀。
Think of the body just for a moment.
就先想一想身体这件事。
This is the thing through which the Lord expresses himself in fullness.
这是主用来描写他的丰满的表示。
Think of the building for a moment.
再想一想房屋。
We are to be his eternal home.
我们要成为他永远的家。
Think of the bride just for a moment.
就想一想新娘。
We are to be his eternal companion.
我们要成为他永远的伴侣。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等的美好。
You know, even think in the natural realm for a minute to make an illustration.
就是我们想想啊，自然，就是我们想一想啊，就想想我们自然界的事情，我们周围的事。
Many of us say the body is the most important thing to us.
有些人说我们的身体是对我们最重要的。
You've heard the saying, if you have health, you have everything.
也有人说有了健康就有了一切。
Think of the building for a moment.
再想一想建筑。
You know, to so many people, their home is the most important thing to them.
对很多人来讲，他们的家对他们来讲是最重要。
And think of the bride just for a moment.
就想一想新娘。
This is someone you don't choose for a month or a year or a few years.
这不是你选一个人跟你过一个月、一年或者几年生活。
This is someone that you choose for life.
这是你终身的选择。
Life's companion.
是你终身的伴侣。
Now think of it in the spiritual realm.
那我们再想属灵的意义。
When God thought about his son and fellowship with his son,
当神讲到他儿子并和他儿子的交通,
he thought, what can I give my son?
我可以把什么给我的儿子呢?
Of all the things, he has everything, what can I give my son?
在所有这些事情中, 他把什么要给他儿子呢?
He thought he'd give him a body.
啊, 给他一个身体。
Where he could be expressed in all of his fullness.
可以把他的丰满彰显出来。
He thought he would give him a building where it would be his eternal home.
也给他一个家，成为他永远的家。
And then he thought he would give him a bride to give him an eternal companion.
然后给他一个新娘，成为他终身的伴侣。
That is the purpose of God.
这是神的目的。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是非常的奇妙？
When God thinks of us, he calls us to be Christ's body.
当神说我们的时候，管他叫我们为基督的身体。
When God thinks of his church, he calls us to be his building.
当神说教会的时候，神说这是他的建筑。
When God thinks of his church, he calls us to be his son's bride.
当神想到教会的时候，他说这是他儿子的新娘。
Brothers and sisters, there couldn't be anything more wonderful than that.
并且没有比这个更美好。
You couldn't ask for anything more grand than that to be part of. This is what corporate fellowship is.
这就是团体的交通.
Let's look at the body.
让我们来看身体.
To us, first of all, we're called into this fellowship to be his body.
首先,我们蒙召进入交通, 成为他的身体.
What an unspeakable privilege.
这是何等无法述说的特权.
Because the body is that vessel that one chooses to express themselves fully in.
因为身体是一个人选择来彰显他的完全的丰富的一个器皿.
Just think if you didn't have your body, you could never express who you are.
如果你没有一个身体的话,你就没有办法把自己彰显出来.
I know some people say I'm very expressive when I speak, and it shows through my body.
有人说,当我讲话的时候,我能够非常清楚地借着身体而表达出来。
Think of the high privilege you've been called to in corporate fellowship.
当我们蒙召进入团体的交通的时候, 这是何等大的特权。
That God called you to be the body of Christ.
神称我们是基督的身体。
He called me and you and all the brothers and sisters to be the body of Christ.
他称我,称你,称所有的弟兄姐妹为基督的身体。
You know, I think of Acts chapter 1, verse 1.
我们来看《使徒行传》第一章第一节。
When Luke the physician was writing that wonderful book,
当路加医生写《使徒行传》这卷书的时候,
he made this statement.
他有这样一个宣告。
He said, I composed the first discourse, O Theophilus, concerning all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach.
提阿非罗啊, 我已经做了前书, 论到耶稣开头, 一切所行, 所教训的。
That first discourse was his gospel, Luke's gospel.
当然呢, 这就是路加福音。
If you look in chapter 1, verse 3 of Luke's gospel, you see Theophilus mentioned again.
如果我们看 路加福音一章三节的时候,提阿非罗又再次提到提阿非罗。
We really don't know who this Theophilus was, by the way.
我们真的不知道提阿非罗这个人是谁。
Many people have speculated that he was someone high in the Roman government because he is described as most excellent Theophilus.
很多人猜想,这个人是在罗马政府当中
But that name means loved of God.
其实这个名字的意义是爱神的。
And when you think of the church, which is his body, that's the one thing you should think of. We are loved of God.
当我们讲到教会是基督身体的时候, 有一件事, 那就是教会是神所爱。
And he said to Theophilus, that first discourse was about all that Jesus began to do and to teach.
他跟提阿非罗所说的是,我已经做了前书,在前书中论到耶稣开头,一切所行,所教训。The
inference is abundantly clear.
他所讲到的那个前书是非常清楚的。In
the book of Acts, another vessel comes onto the scene.
在使徒行传中,我们看到有另一个器皿出现。
We know that's what happens in Pentecost.
我们知道就是在五旬节所发生的。
There the church is born.
教会诞生了。
And there God gave his son a new body.
在那里神给他儿子一个新的身体。
And through that new body, we see in the book of Acts how the Lord continues to do and to teach.
在使徒行传中,我们看到借着这个新的身体,神继续的做事,继续的教训,所做。
How marvelous that is. How wonderful that is.
我们知道这是何等的美妙,何等的奇妙。
Think of it. He is in heaven, yet he wants to continue to do and to teach. And he continues to do and to teach through this spiritual body.
想一想，他在天上，他要继续所行所教训的，他是借着他的属灵的身体来继续所行所教训。
And when we think of the church, we think of us doing and teaching.
当我们想到教会的时候，我们以为是我们自己在做，我们在教训。
But brothers and sisters, the wonder of corporate fellowship is the church, which is his body, is the Lord himself continuing to do and to teach.
弟兄姐妹，团体交通的啊，这是其实呢，是这个身体，就是主耶稣他自己借着这个身体在做事，在教训。
There's a wonderful verse in Hebrews that I think has a double meaning.
在希伯来书中有一些经文有两重的意思。
Hebrews 10 verse 5.
第十章第五节。
This is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
讲到主耶稣基督。
Wherefore coming into this world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou willest not, but thou hast prepared for me a body.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。
Now it's obvious that meant his physical body in those 33 and a half years he was on the earth.
很明显，他讲到身体的时候是讲到他33年半在地上的肉身。
It's the body of his incarnation.
就是他道成肉身的肉体。
But I think it reveals something far more wonderful.
但是这里面也他也向我们启示了一个更奇妙的事。
I think it reveals what was always in the heart of God for his son.
向我们启示神在他心中对他儿子永远的旨意。
Thou hast prepared me a body.
你为我预备了一个身体。
This is our supreme privilege.
这是我们至高的特权。
You know, if you look at 1 Corinthians 12, that speaks more of the body than any place in the whole Bible.
如果我们看哥林多前书第十二章的时候，在这里讲到的身体这件事比圣经任何其他任何地方都多。
This is that spiritual body.
这是那个属灵的身体。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 again.
我们再来看哥林多前书第十二章二十七节。
It says this wonderful thing about us.
它讲到关于我们非常奇妙的事。
Now ye are Christ's body and members in particular.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we are in fellowship.
弟兄姐妹，我们都在这个交通之中。
There couldn't be a more wonderful thing.
没有比这再奇妙的。
Look at Ephesians 5, verses 29 and 30 for a moment.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as also Christ the church.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
And then he explains, For we are members of his body, we are of his flesh and of his bones.
然后他解释说，因我们是他身上的肢体，是他的骨，他的肉。
If you think about it, there can't be a closer fellowship than the fellowship with the body.
如果你想一想的话，没有任何一种交通能够比肢体在身体中的交通更加的亲密。
This is who we are.
这就是我们所是。
You know, some people like to say, well, it's his mystical body.
有人说这是一个奥秘的身体。
I don't think that's true whatsoever.
我相信绝不是这样。
If you read all the scriptures about his body, those scriptures are adamant.
如果你把圣经中关于肢体的经文都读一遍的话，你会发现这些经文讲得非常清楚。
They don't say we are like his body.
没有说我们像他的身体。
We are a simile of his body.
我们与他的身体相似。
It never says we represent his body.
也没有说我们代表他的身体。
It never says we one day will be his body.
也没有说有一天我们会成为他的身体。
The Bible is absolutely clear. It says we are his body and members in particular.
圣经讲得清清楚楚，我们就是他的身体上的肢体。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等的奇妙。
Now when you come to 1 Corinthians 12, you begin to understand what God was after.
我们看哥林多前书第十二章的时候，我们就知道神的心意。
His idea was this head, the Lord Jesus, and this body, his church, would be linked together inseparably in fellowship.
在他的思想中，主耶稣基督这个是他啊、和他的教会这个身体是没有办法分离的，在这个教会之中。
And think about how more marvelous it is.
大家再想一想，这是何等的啊，何等的奇妙。
All the fullness of the Lord Jesus is to be intended to be expressed through that body.
主耶稣基督的丰富乃是要借着这个身体而彰显出来。
How marvelous that is.
这是何等的奇妙。
Can you imagine a greater caller and calling in fellowship?
你还能想象一个比进入交通更高的呼召吗？
I can't.
我没有办法想象。
Look at Ephesians 3 verse 10.
我们来看以弗所书第三章第十节。
It explains his inexplicable purpose.
讲到了他的目的，讲了他的旨意。
Listen to what it says.
他是这样说。
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places...might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
And look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23.
以弗所书一章二十二节、二十三节
，This is remarkable，
非常重要的经文。
It says, "And has put all things under his feet, and has gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body." And then it says an inexplicable thing: the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
又将万有。伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So, brothers and sisters, if you think we're just relegated to this sort of positional thing, you're absolutely wrong.
弟兄姐妹，如果你以为我们只是被吩咐来做啊、在这个位置做一些事情的话，那么你就。
According to God's eternal purpose, He has determined to reveal the all various wisdom of Christ through this body.
神是要借这个身体彰显出他的智慧。
And what seems almost even more unimaginable,
那更没有办法所想象的是。
Through this body, he's going to express the fullness of him that fills all in all.
借着这个身体，他要将那个充满万有者的丰满所彰显出来。
I don't know about you, but sometimes I think that's impossible.
我不知道你如何，但有时候觉得这是不可能的。
Sometimes that reminds me of that old musical, with Don Quixote, to dream the impossible dream.
就是有的时候就让我想起来啊，过去有一首老歌啊，让那个就是讲到一个人做不可能的梦。
The brothers and sisters, thank God this is not fantasy.
感谢主，但这不是童话故事。
Thank God this is reality.
感谢主，这是实际。
Thank God this is God's determined purpose.
感谢主，这是神所定义的旨意。
And if you know anything about God in fellowship, his determined purpose can never be frustrated.
如果我们知道一点关于神和交通的事，我们就知道他定下的旨意是不会改变的。
This is the grand purpose of corporate fellowship.
这是团体交通的重要的意义。
Chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians goes even more deeply into this body.
哥林多前书第十二章讲到关于这个身体更深的事。
Look at verse 12.
我们来看一下第十二节。
For as even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个，基督也是这样。
You notice my emphasis there, the Christ.
你大概注意到我的重点是那。
In the Greek, that word the is the definite article.
那个 the 是定冠词。
What it means is God's eternal purpose was to join this head with this body and express all the fullness of the head through this body.
他的意思就是说，神永远的旨意是让头和身体可以联合在一起，将这个头的丰富借着身体彰显出来。
That's what it's talking about when it says, so also is the Christ.
所以这就是他所讲到的那。
Just think of it. We are inseparably linked with the Lord Jesus in this corporate fellowship.
大家想一想，就是在这团体交通之中，我们和基督是没有办法分离的连接在一起。
We will never be disconnected with the Lord Jesus.
我们永远也不会与主耶稣基督分开。
How glorious this fellowship is.
这样的交通是何等的荣耀。
1 Corinthians 12 emphasizes over and over their many members.
哥林多前书第十二章他强调有许多的肢体。
But it says there's one body.
但是只有一个身体。
We're all members of that one glorious body.
我们都是那一个荣耀身体上的肢体。
You know, some people say, I meet with the body in Richmond, Virginia.
有人说我与在Virginia Richmond 的肢体跟他们会面。
And some people might even say among y'all that I meet with a body in Newark, New Jersey.
那有人也许会说我与在新泽西纽瓦克的肢体会面。
I know y'all are too well taught to say that.
我知道大家都知道会说这样的话。
There are many members, but there's only one body.
有许多的肢体，但是只有一个身体。
And through this one body connected to this glorious head, God intends to express all the fullness that is in the Lord Jesus.
借着这一个身体，借着这一个头，我们连接成为一个肢体，使神将耶稣基督的丰富可以彰显出来。
Now this is exactly why we can't live without the body.
这就是为什么离了身体，我们没有办法生活。
Because there are many members.
因为有许多肢体。
Verse 14 abruptly states, For the body is not one member, but many.
第十四节就讲得非常清楚。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
You know, a lot of people think they can live this life alone, but you never can live this life alone if you understand this body of Christ.
许多人以为他们可以自己的生活，但是如果你理解基督的身体这个意义的话，你就知道你永远不可能自己生活。
Think of the amazing complexity and diversity of the body.
这是就身体非常奇妙的复杂性和它的各样多样性。
And even the human body is a divine marvel.
即使是人的身体也是非常奇妙。
When you see the body functioning, it's art in motion.
如果你看那个身体它怎样运作的时候，那是一个运动的艺术。
You remember what the psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 14.
在诗篇 139篇第14节说，
He said, I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth well.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
If that's what the psalmist said about the natural body, just imagine the spiritual body of the Lord Jesus.
诗篇这里讲的是我们肉身的身体，但是如果我们来想象耶稣基督那属灵的身体的话，
the natural body is indeed a marvel.
肉身的身体的确是奇妙。
But the spiritual body of Christ is a great miracle.
而基督的身体则是一个更大的奥秘。
Think about your body for a moment. Just think about the opposing thumb. I've got my thumb in the air, you see.
那就想一想我们的身体，看一看就是你在你，在你动你这个手指头，在空气中动你手指头的时候。
What a wonderful little member this opposing thumb is.
那这个手指头是多么奇妙的一个小的肢体。
You know, only primates, which includes man, has this opposing thumb.
那只有人 ,what is primate? 只有这样的一个大这样一个手指头。
Just think what you can do with your thumb. You can do the hardest task.
想想你用手指头可以做什么，它可以做最困难的工作。
You can do the most delicate task.
你可以做最精密的工作。
You can hold on to things.
你可以用来握东西。
You can feel things.
可以用来触觉。
And I think none of the millennials or the teens would ever be able to live without their thumbs.
我想呢，我们当中很多年轻人，如果没有手机的话，就没有办法活。
Have you seen these young people the way they text?
有没有看到他们怎么样发短信？
This is amazing to me. I have the slowest thumbs in the world, but you see these young people, and it's like lightning thumbs.
真的非常的奇妙。我的手指头，我是世界上这个手指头动得最慢的人。但是你看到年轻人他们用手指的时候，简直就像，就简直像是闪，像电光那么快。
That is a wonderful creation of God.
这是神非常奇妙的创造。
But the body of Christ.Is far more exceedingly wonderful creation of God.
但是耶稣基督的身体则是神更奇妙，更奇妙的创造。
First Corinthians 12 tells us some other things.
哥林多前书十二章还教导我们其他的事。
It says every member is vital.
他说每一个肢体都是重要的。
You know, we have a wrong understanding of our place sometimes in the body.
有时候我们对自己在身体上的位置有认识是错误的。
We see these members and we think, well, they're the important members.
我们看到有一些肢体的时候觉得他们不重要，觉得他们很重要。
If you carefully read 1 Corinthians 12, you will discover there is no such thing as an unimportant member.
如果你仔细读哥林多前书十二章的时候，你会发现没有不重要的肢体。
We would like to be, well, look at verse 15 to 17, 1 Corinthians 12.
我们来看一下哥林多前书十二章第十五节到第十七节。
It says, if the foot say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it on account of this, not indeed of the body?
设若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it on account of this, not indeed of the body?
设若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing? If all hearing, where the smelling?
若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
So we like to, in this fellowship, say, I wish I were an eye.
但如今，神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
You might even say, I wish I were a thumb.
你大概会觉得说，我希望我是手指头。
But look at verse 18.
我们来看第十八节。
But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, according as it pleased him.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
This is the secret.
这是那个秘密。
It's all to please him.
都是为了讨神喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as an unimportant member.
弟兄姐妹，没有不重要的肢体。
As a matter of fact, those members that seem less important, it says in 1 Corinthians 12, we give more honor to.
事实上，哥林多前书十二章告诉我们说，那些看着不重要的肢体，我们要让它更荣美。
And it tells us the one reason.
有一个原因。
So that there be no division in the body.
所以身体上就不再分门别类。
This is the glory of corporate fellowship.
这是团体交通的荣耀。
Can you think of anything more glorious than being Christ's body?
你能够想象比成为耶稣基督身体更荣耀的事吗？
Can you think of anything more wonderful than all the fullness of Christ being expressed through us?
你能够想象耶稣基督一切的丰富借着我们彰显出来更奇妙的事吗？
This is what it means by corporate fellowship.
这就是团体交通的意义。
I have one very strong concern before we leave this.
我们离开这点之前，我有一件事情让我很担忧。
I wonder if we as Christians just have a concept of the body, or do we have a real consciousness of the body?
我们基督徒是只有关于身体的概念呢，还是我们真的有关于身体的实际的认识？
A lot of people talk about the body.
很多人都讲论身体。
A lot of people have the concept of what it means to be the body of Christ down pat.
那也有很多都知道基督关于身体的观念。
But they don't have this consciousness of the body where they cannot live without the body.
但是他们却不明白，他们却没有认识离开了身体，他们没有办法生活。
For us to enter into the fullness of corporate fellowship, we need a consciousness of the body of Christ.
如果我们想要进入团体交通的丰满的话，我们需要对基督的身体，我们需要能够有我们要意识到。
We need to be joined in fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们要与弟兄姐妹在交通中联合。
This cannot just be a teaching. This has to be a living experience.
这不单单是教导，而要成为我们生活的经历。
Now let's talk about the building.
现在让我们来谈一下房屋。
The body of Christ indeed is marvelous.
基督的身体是非常奇妙的。
But God has more plans for his son.
但是神对他的儿子还有更多的计划。
In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 it says, For we are God's fellow workmen, ye are God's husbandry, God's building.
哥林多前书三章九节，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
You remember what we read in Hebrews earlier.
大家记得我们刚才读过的希伯来书。
But Christ is son over his house, whose house we are.
神在，神是管治理全神全家啊，而耶稣基督是治理神全家的。
Think about the marvel of this.
大家想象这是何等的奇妙。
The Bible says we are God's building.
神说我们是，神说我们是神的所建造的房屋。
And it says something even more wonderful about that.
神还讲了关于这更奇妙的事。
It says we are Christ's house.
讲到说我们是基督的家。
This is so grand when you think about it, that of all the places he chooses to dwell, he chose us to be his permanent dwelling place.
大家想一想，在这么多的地方，神却选择了我们，让我们成为他永远居住的所在。
You know, they say the great American dream is to own a house.
大家都说美国之梦，最大的美国之梦就是有一个房子。
I often tell people, well, no, that's just indebtedness.
其实呢，你就是要负债而已。
But think of it, we are Christ's house.
大家想一想，我们是基督的房屋。
His permanent dwelling place.
他永远的居所。
It says in Ephesians 5, verses 22 and 23.
在以弗所书第五章二十二节、二十三节那里说
，It ends by saying we are a habitation for God in the Spirit.
那里说我们是神的灵居住的所在。
This is where He chooses to dwell for eternity.
这是他所选择永远的居所。
This is the glory of corporate fellowship.
这是团体交通的荣耀。
They say the ultra rich in America have an average of 9 homes.
他说啊，人们说在美国啊，你能够最富有的就是呢，你能够啊，美国人平均可以有九个家。
Brothers and sisters, I can assure you I'm not in that category.
我可以向弟兄保证，我还没有到那一类人。
You know, probably they never go to all those homes.
如果我有那么家，我可能也不会去住。
They certainly don't live in all those homes.
当然不可能住在那些家里面。
They maybe never have even paid a visit to those homes.
甚至都没有去看过。
But if you think about the glory of corporate fellowship, God has chosen us to be His building and His eternal home for Christ.
但是大家想一想，团体交通的荣耀，神选择我们成为他的房屋，成为基督永远的居所。
I think that's the most marvelous thing.
我想这是最最奇妙的事。
You remember when Solomon dedicated that temple he built?
当所罗门将他所建造的圣殿献给神的时候。
It says in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verses 1 and 2.
在历代志下第六章第一节第二节。
Then said Solomon, Jehovah said that he would dwell in thick darkness, but I have built a house of habitation for thee, even a settled place for thee to abide forever.
那时所罗门说，耶和华曾说，他必住在幽暗之处。但我已经建造殿宇，做你的居所，为你永远的住处。
And he says later in verse 18, But will God indeed dwell with man on the earth? And behold, the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built?
后来在第十八节他说，神果真与世人同住地上吗？看，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？
Just think of this house Solomon built. It was glorious.
想一想，所罗门所造的这个殿是何等的荣耀。
It was a marvel.
非常的奇妙。
But it was a temporary dwelling.
但是只是一个暂时的居所。
We as the house of God are the permanent dwelling of God.
我们作为神的居所，则是神永远居住的地方。
From the beginning to the end of the Bible, you see God was looking for a place to dwell.
从圣经的开始到末了，神在找一个居住的地方。
You remember in Exodus how he instructed the people, and you shall make me a sanctuary.
在出埃及记中，神对人说，你要为我造一个圣所。
You remember how they built that tabernacle.
大家也记得他们怎么造了帐幕。
That portable house, and God dwelt in the Holy of Holies.
那个可以移动的居所，神住在那至圣所里。
And then you remember Solomon, of course, we just read, built that wonderful temple.
大家也记得我们刚刚读过，所罗门建造了那个奇妙的圣殿。
All through the ages, he was saying in all these types and examples, I'm looking for a house for my son.
在各历史历代中，他借着各样的预表、各样的样式，告诉我们说，他在为他儿子寻找一个住处。
You remember how that house was taken captive by the Babylonians.
我们也记得巴比伦
But you remember God never gave up on his great desire.
但是我们也知道神从来没有放弃他的愿望。
I think Ezra chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 are two of the most remarkable verses in the Bible.
我们也知道在以斯拉记第一章第一节和第二节，这是圣经中最奇妙的经节。
Here is this Gentile king.
这是一个外邦人的王。
And God sovereignly put something in the heart of this king that was only in the heart of God.
神呢，全能的神，却在这个王中放了一件事情，是只在神心中的事。
This was Cyrus's own declaration.
这是古列他自己所说。
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has Jehovah given me, and he has charged me to building a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, though we may fail, God will never change his plan.
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们会失败，但是神永远不会改变他的心意。
He is determined to have a permanent home for his son.
他定义要为他儿子找一个永远的居所。
You remember when the Lord Jesus was upon the earth, you remember what he said.
大家也记得主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他也说。
He said, foxes have holes, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head.
他说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，但人子却连枕头的地方都没有。
You remember when he came into the temple and he overturned the tables of money changers and all that was going on.
也大家也记得他来到圣殿的时候，他推翻了那些兑换银钱人的桌子。
You remember in his agony, he said, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
你也记得他愤怒地说，这是我父的家，这是万国祷告的地，你们却把它变成了贼窝。
He had a yearning for a home.
他在寻找一个家。
You remember those touching moments when he would leave Jerusalem and he would go to Bethany at the home of where Lazarus and Martha and Mary was, and there for just moments he would find rest.
大家也记得，他要离开耶路撒冷到伯大尼，他要到马大、玛利亚和拉撒路的家，在那个家里面，他能够得到安息。
But we, dear brothers and sisters, in this corporate fellowship, have become that permanent home for the Lord Jesus.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们这样的团体的交通，却能够成为神主耶稣基督永远的居所。
This dwelling place will be for eternity.
这个居所是为着永恒的。
All those other dwelling places were but mere shadows.
所有其他的居所不过都是影子。
We are the reality.
我们却是实际。
Now this is what God is doing in his present work concerning the house.
这就是神现在所做的，要建造他的家。
It tells us he is building that house.
告诉我们说他在建造这个 这个房子。
Ephesians 2:22 it says we're being built together a dwelling for God in the Spirit.
以弗所书二章二十二节告诉我们说，我们是被建造成为他圣灵居住的所在。
Often we think we're the builder, but we're not the builder at all.
我们有时候以为是我们在建造，其实不是我们。
You remember what he adamantly told Peter when Peter had that great revelation.
你也记得当彼得有那个启示的时候，他清清楚楚地告诉彼得说。
He said, I will build my house and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
他也说我要建造我的教会，我的家，阴间的权势不能胜过他。
Thank God he is the builder.
感谢主他是建造的。
And thank God we are the building.
感谢主我们是他所建造的。
You know, brothers and sisters, all of you may not know this, but I have been in the design building industry for over 50 years.
有些弟兄姐妹可能不知道，我所做的事情就是设计房屋的建造，我已经过去五十几年。
It's a complicated and messy business.
那是一个很复杂很混乱的工作。
Sometimes I think the church is messy business.
有的时候我觉得教会也是一个很混乱的事情。
But nevertheless, God is building that church.
但是无论如何神在建造他的教会。
And I think when you consider this parallel of a natural building and the building that God's doing, there's three very vital things.
当我们来比较这样两个建造，一个是自然的房屋的建造，一个是神所建造的房屋的时候，我们会发现三件重要的事。
If you look at first Peter chapter 2, you begin to discover those things.
我们一起来看彼得前书第二章的时候，我们会发现这三件事情。
Three things are essential.
有三件重要的事。
First of all, there's mobilization.
第一件事情是
You have to be on site.
第一件事情就是你要去工地。
Secondly, there's got to be the right material.
第二件事你要使用合适的材料。
Thirdly, there's got to be the right manpower.
第三件事你要有人力。
See, it's really not that complicated, the building industry after all.
那有了这三件事情之后，建造房屋就不再是很复杂的事。
You need to be mobilized on site or you never can build the building.
你要到工地去，不然你不可能建造房屋。
If we're not gathered together, the building will never be built.
如果我们不在一起工作的话，我没有办法建造房屋。
That's why the writer of Hebrews says, don't neglect the gathering together of the saints as the custom of some is.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，不要停止聚会，像那停止惯了的人。
It uses this phrase of being built together.
那里面说我们要同被建造。
I think that's a wonderful phrase.
这是非常奇妙的经文。
This construction project, this divine construction project is an ongoing project.
这个建造，这个神圣的属灵的建造是在进行式当中的。
In one day, the glory of that project will be complete and finished.
有一天这个荣耀的建造会要完成。
But unless you're mobilized on site with the brothers and sisters gathered together, the house cannot be built.
除非你和弟兄姐妹在现场一同建造，不然这个房屋没有办法建造起来。
The key word is together.
关键是一同。
Unless we're together, we can't be built together.
如果我们不在一起，我们不能一同被建造。
Now, praise the Lord, in this awful pandemic, we've had Zoom and Google Meets and all these platforms together.
感谢主，虽然我们在这个疫情当中，但是我们却有各样的软件，像 Zoom, Google Meet, 我们可以让我们聚在一起。
I think these are emergency methods.
我们需要这些方式。
But in the end, God's design is that we be together.
但是神是出于神的，我们乃是要在一起。
That's the only way his house can be built.
只有这样，他的房屋才能够被建造起来。
The second thing I think about is the material. You have to have the right material.
第二件事就是材料，我们要有合适的材料。
You know, we often in our documents, when we have these pretty elaborate plans and specifications, we specify the exact materials that have to go in to make that building a success.
在我们建造房屋的时候，我们各样的文件里面会清清楚楚的、详细的各样的计划、各样的描述，需要什么样的材料，然后才能够把这个房屋建造起来。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, you understand what that material is, that specified material.
在彼得前书第二章，那里面就让我们告诉我们说，我们需要什么样的材料。
In verse 5, it says, yourselves also, as living stones are being built up a spiritual house.
二章五节说，你们来到主面前，也就像活宫被建造成为灵宫。
You are the material.
你们是建造的材料。
We are the material.
我们是建造材料。
We are God's specified material, and without that material, His house cannot be built.
我们是神所选的材料，没有这样的材料，就不能建造房屋。
And the last thing is there has to be the manpower on site to build that building.
最后一件事就是在建筑工地上要有人力才能够建造房屋。
And also in verse 5, it tells us what that manpower is.
在第五节也告诉我们说这样的人力是什么。
He says we're being built up a holy priesthood.
他说我们要成为圣洁的祭司。
You know, brothers and sisters, we owe a great debt to the Brethren movement.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的欠了弟兄运动很多的债。
The Brethren movement understood the importance of the priesthood of all believers.
弟兄运动，他们明白信徒接祭司的重要性。
And this corporate vessel, this house of God, can never be built without the priesthood of all believers.
这个团体的器皿，神的家。如果没有所有的信徒都成为祭司的话，就没有办法建造。
If you go back to that building analogy, it's not the superintendent on the site that builds the building.
如果我们再回到建造房屋那个比喻的话，不是那里负责的人，那个工头在建造房屋。
We often look to the leaders and the workers to do all the work.
我们总是希望那些带领的人来做所有的工作。
But do you know this house will never be built unless every priest finds their place in the house of God?
但是你是否知道，除非每一个祭司都在神的家中尽到自己的功用，不然的话，这个房子没有办法建造起来。
This is how his house is built.
他的家是这样建造的。
Now the last point is the bride.
最后一点就是心腹。
It is spectacular to be the body of Christ.
成为基督的心腹是非常非常的令人惊奇。
It is wonderful to be the house of God.
成为神的家是非常奇妙的。
But it's almost beyond our understanding to think that God has chosen us to be the bride of his son.
但是我们想神选择我们作为他儿子的新娘是我们真的是我们几乎没有办法理解。
Let me explain it this way.
圣经、让我向大家这样来解释。
The body is the closest fellowship.
身体是讲到最紧密的交通。
The building is the most intense fellowship.
房屋是最房屋则是讲到最紧密的交通，最紧密的交通。
But the bride is the most intimate fellowship.
而新妇则是讲到最亲密的交通。
How wonderful that is!
这是何等的奇妙。
To think that we would be his eternal companion.
想象一下，我们要成为他永远的伴侣。
The one God has chosen to be his companion forever.
神选择我们成为他永远的伴侣。
There cannot be more intimate fellowship than that.
再也没有比这更亲密的交通。
You know, the Old Testament begins with marriage.
旧约就是从婚姻开始。
That's the whole story of Adam and Eve.
这就是亚当和夏娃全部的故事。
God was telegraphing his pitch in that.
神就好像发了一个电报。
He was saying, this is what I want in the end.
神好像有一个永远的计划说，这就是我最终所要。
It's all about marriage.
就是讲到婚姻。
And when you come to the end of the Bible in Revelation, it ends with a marriage.
如果我们回到圣经的最后，圣经结束的时候，就是一个婚宴。
As a matter of fact, if you carefully look at the Bible, you can see the whole thing is about marriage.
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，我们就发现全本圣经都是关于婚姻。
Marriage is at the center of God's purpose.
在神的旨意当中，这个婚姻就是一个中心。
It is the conclusion of his plan for his son.
是他关于他神儿子计划的终结。
You remember what it says in Isaiah 54 verse 5.
在以赛亚书第54章第五节是这样说。
It says, for thy maker is thy husband.
那里面讲到说，我的丈夫造了我。
You remember how unfaithful Israel became.
我们也知道以色列人如何的失信。
God wanted to graphically show the prophet Hosea how awful that was in his eyes.
神也告诉何西亚这样一幅图画，讲到在神的眼中，以色列人是何等的败坏。
So in Hosea 1 verse 2, he told the prophet, go take to thee a wife of whoredoms.
在何西亚书第一章第二节里面，他又说你去娶那个淫妇。
And children of whoredoms.
还有他的儿女。
For the land is entirely given up to whoredom.
因为呢，全地都淫乱离弃了耶和华。
Away from Jehovah.
都离弃了耶和华。
But there's some wonderful verses I would like to read. God never gives up on his plan for his son.
但是有一节奇妙的经文我要读，神从来不会放弃关于他儿子的计划。
Look at Isaiah 62.
以赛亚书第62章。
These are wonderful verses. Isaiah 62 verses 3 through 5.
以赛亚书62章第三节到第五节。
This is what God says to his people.
这是神对他子民所说的话。
And thou shalt be a crown of beauty in the hand of Jehovah, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God.
你在耶和华的手中要作为冠冕，在你神的掌上必作为冕旒。
Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be any more be termed desolate.
你必不再成为撇弃的，你的地也不再成为荒凉的。
But thou shalt be called, my delight is in her, and thy land married.
你却要称为我所喜悦的，你的地也必称为有夫之妇。
For Jehovah delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married.
因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。
Think of this wonderful promise.
想想这个奇妙的应许。
Think of this wonderful purpose.
想想这奇妙的目的。
This is all that has been in God's heart since eternity past.
这是一直在神心意中的。
As a matter of fact, when you look at the King James Version, which says you shall be called married, the word there is Beulah.
其实呢，如果我们来看 Jim 啊钦定版本的圣经的话，婚娶这个词在那里面其实是啊是一个不同的词。
We often sing those old hymns about Beulah Land.
我们经常唱那首诗歌《荣美之地》。
But did you know Beulah in Hebrew means married?
那你是否知道这个词 Beulah 这个词在希伯来书当中就是婚宴、婚娶。
I used to always think Beulah meant heaven.
我经常想说啊，天上的荣美之地。
But that word Beulah is at the very heart of God's purpose.
这个 Beulah 这个词其实就是神的心意。
We're to be the bride for his son.
是我们要成为他儿子的心腹。
Look at chapter 19, verse 7 of Revelation.
我们来看启示录第十九章第七节。
This is the end of the Bible.
这是在圣经的最后。
Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好。
Look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 and verse 2.
启示录二十一章第一节第二节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven as a bride prepared for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如心腹装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Remember that great scene at the end in Revelation 21, verse 9, that latter part.
在启示录二十二章第九节后半部分，让我们看到的那一幅景象。
He said, "Come here, I will show you the bride of the Lamb."
说有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
And you remember at the end chapter of Revelation, in Revelation 22, verse 17.
也在启示录的最后，就是二十二章第十七节。
There is that cry of the ages.
这是世世代代的呼喊。
And that cry of the ages is, and the Spirit and the bride say, come.
世世代代的呼喊就是圣灵和心腹都说来。
Can you imagine a greater gift for God's Son?
你还能够想象
Can you imagine in corporate fellowship?
更大的礼物吗
Can you imagine in corporate fellowship that we are that greatest gift to God's Son?
能够想象这个团体的交通，我们是神给他儿子最大的礼物吗
It's an unspeakable privilege.
这是无法说出的特权。
But we shall be his companion for all eternity.
我们要成为他永远的同伴。
This is corporate fellowship.
这就是团体交通。
It couldn't be anything more wonderful.
没有比这更奇妙的。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
We are the building of God and the house of Christ.
我们是神所建造的房屋。
And finally, we are the bride of Christ.
最终，我们是基督的心腹。
This is marvelous.
这非常的奇妙。
How we so have the greatest blessings in this corporate fellowship, unimaginable blessings.
我们在这个团体的交通之中，我们得到的是何等无法想象的祝福。
All of this that was intended for his son is to be found in his people.
而所有这些都是为了他的儿子，在这些子民中能够为他的儿子所找到。
If it were not in the Bible, you would argue with me that it could not be true.
如果这些话不在圣经中的话，你可能说我所说的都不是真实的。
But this is the glory of corporate fellowship.
而这是团体交通的荣耀。
May the Lord open our eyes to this great and on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
愿神开我们的眼睛，让我们看到在耶稣基督里，神对我们这伟大的呼召。
Lord, we take these thoughts as feeble as they are, and we commit them to you, and pray the Holy Spirit would breathe upon them.
主啊，我们将这些话都交在你的手中，愿圣灵吹气在主你自己的话上。
Give us enlightenment and revelation to understand this vast purpose we've been called into.
愿神开启我们，把启示赐给我们，让我们可以看到在这呼召当中的你自己的旨意。
These are unthinkable privileges.
这些是没有办法想象的特权。
These are the most glorious things.
这是最最荣耀的事。
And yet they're altogether true.
而且他们都是真实的。
We just pray and worship you that you would enlighten us to begin to understand and enter into the experience of these things.
我们就向你祷告，你开我们的眼睛，让我们可以看见，并且带我们进入这样的经历。
For we ask these things in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名向你祈求。
Amen.
Amen.